We're doing Toryag Mitzvot, and we're up to the second day of the week. And we had been discussing the laws of justice. So one of the laws of the courts is what the Torah tells us in our parsha, that they have to go by the majority opinion. And when they go with the majority opinion, they are fulfilling a biblical commandment to go with the majority. Another commandment is that they have to rule in situations of hafarat nidarim. If a woman takes a vow, a wife or a daughter, so then there are situations where the husband or the father has capacity to annul the vow, and the court sometimes have to rule on that. So that's one of their mitzvot, to rule in situations of taking a vow. And the judge also has to rule in situations of prohibitions and what's permitted. That's their job to rule in that. They have a special commandment to rule in situations of edim zomimim, where witnesses testify one way, and then a second pair come in and say, how could you testify that you saw this event? At the time you claim it happened, you were with us. So then the Torah gives a special commandment to give the first pair of witnesses the punishment they wanted to give, to inflict on the person. So this has many details we're not going into now, but in situations where they are edim zomimim, there's a special commandment for the courts to rule on that. In chutz la'aretz, we would only rule on it on monetary issues, if they cause someone to lose money. But in Israel, really, there's more expansion to it. What does Tuesday have more than Sunday and Monday? So the Arizal says like this. On this day, a person loses his neshama yetera, meaning the neshama yetera stays with a person from Shabbos till Tuesday. So a person should try to do more mitzvos and good deeds, and especially things that he does with his feet, when he wants to go visit the sick, or to do nicham avelim, or levayas hameis, or to do kindness with a person, he should say, I'm doing the mitzvah of visiting someone who's ill, or nicham avelim, or accompanying the ill, accompanying the deceased, going with the funeral, or doing kindness with the deceased. Part of the mitzvah of burying the dead is to place them directly in the ground. Nothing should be between them and the ground. And in such, when they're buried in the ground, so the Arizal says, whatever it was that Adam Arishon in his sin hurt his body, so that gets passed away when the person is buried in the ground, he comes clean of that. And that is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to go in God's ways. So when we bury the deceased, that's an act of kindness, that all acts of kindness are incorporated in this mitzvah to go in God's ways. We have a special mitzvah to bury the deceased on the day they passed away. That's another biblical mitzvah. And we have a biblical prohibition against leaving over the carcass overnight. And this includes all acts of honoring the deceased. So these are four mitzvot we just discussed with regard to burying the deceased. Going in God's ways, that's kindness, burying him that day, and not leaving over the body. So that's three. And the fourth one is to walk with the deceased. That's levayat hametz.